Oh, yes, we are back, WB. I am Wild Wild, and I've got my main man, Mad Mike, on there. That was Lakeside, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Wow. It's one of my favorite songs, Mike. I had to throw that in. I said, Mike, I know he's going to come up with something strong here on Wild Wild, Mad Mike and Wild Wild Coast to Coast, right? So I had to.
I tried.
Yeah, oh, hey. Look, you always do a great job, and I'm not flattering you because you know I don't flatter anybody. I don't do that. I can't. I refuse to. I'm going to try to tell you the best I can, the way I can. All right, let's do this. Mike, wow, man, we've got a whole lot of music, and so I'm going to get to the music unless you have – oh, yes. I'm looking at what you have, and I'm going to pull that up as soon as possible, okay? But if you don't
–
if you don't mind, I'm going to one of your picks right now, then I'll come back shortly.
Work for me.
Mad Mike, Wild Wild Coast to Coast, folks. Call Jolene.
Jolene.
Mad Mike, Wild Wild Coast to Coast. On the bus. StudioWBuzz.com.
Beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls. But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what he means to me, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please, don't take my man. Jolene, please don't take him just because. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide you'll do, Jolene. I'm begging of you, please, don't take my man.
Olivia Newton-John, and now, New Birth. It's been a long time. You listen to Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
It's been such a long time since I saw you. How long has it been? I'm so glad to see you, 'cause I really love you. You are my only friend. You for me and me for you. guess I always will. But in my silent nights, I long to hold you tight. It's you I really need. You for me and me for you. Listen, baby. Missing you, baby. Yes, I have. Here's what you got to do. You got to do for me. You got to understand me. I got to understand you. You got to hang on in there. You got to hang on.
So much music. What a beautiful thing. Mad Mike. Wild Will Coast to Coast, folks. Hey, look, we come to you every Thursday. You know what time. In case you're just tuning in, hey, we kick this thing off at 8:15 p.m. 8:15 p.m. on the East Coast. 5:15 on the West 7:15 Central and 6:15 Mountain Time. Now, and Mike, I can't calculate the time zones around the country, but folks, if you have friends that's outside of the United States, hey, just tell them, just tune in to StudioWBuzz.com for Mad Mike Wild World on Thursdays. But not only that, throughout the week, we have music, talk, sports, comedy. This station has a lot to offer, and our objective is to take time out of your day, for you to take time out of your day and just enjoy and relax. Do something for yourself. Listen to great music, and just a host of things around here. And also information. Mike, let's talk about, coming up this coming Sunday. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. Okay. Is it good or bad for our society? Let's talk about the good. Let's talk about the bad. Let's talk about the ugly. And let's talk.
This will be part three, right?
At 3 p.m. on the West Coast.
Oh, it'll be part three. We've already done two parts, right?
Yes.
On artificial intelligence. So this will be part three.
Part three. 6 o'clock on the East, 5 Central, 4 Mountain Time, folks. Something that I saw today, and you, in, as a matter of fact, you informed me of this. Because I had no idea the extent of artificial intelligence has not only influenced a lot of areas of our society, but also in music. Okay? And I think it might be the same gentleman that you introduced me to or informed me about, and how he made up a whole a song. And by using someone else's voice, the music, and was all electronically created. Okay.
Right.
Now, personally, okay, folks, I'm normally a very, very positive person, but I don't like that. And I'm going to tell you why. I do not like it at all. I love when humans create music and they are using their given gifts to create this music. It's going to take a while for me to buy into this AI created, or using programs, using artificial intelligence to create music. I'm not buying it, Mike. I'm not a fan. I'm not a consumer of that. Because all of us, you know, whether you can play an instrument or you can sing or you can do both, to me, that is absolutely incredible, because this is a human doing human things, right? And if we can take a machine that can recreate what you can do or others can do naturally, I'm not a fan, Mike.
You know, I just read something this past week. The actor Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
He in all of his contracts in his movies, he has it that they cannot touch up anything that he's a part of with artificial intelligence. And the reason that he was mad about it is in one of his movies, I forget which one it was, but in one of the movies, he artificially put a tear running down his face.
Uh-huh.
And he saw that afterwards and said, I didn't have a tear running down my face. I don't like this taking my likeness and adding things to it that I didn't do.
Right.
So in all of his contracts, it's like they are not allowed to modify or use deep fake or change facial expressions or unless it's with his approval, like a blink. You know, sometimes they'll eliminate a blink that they don't like at a wrong time. They'll eliminate that. But that's Keanu Reeves said, nope, not with me. You're not.
Right. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. We'll come back with more of this. This is Mad Mike Wild World Coast to Coast. Somebody sent me a text message when we'll talk about this on the other side.
Well, I'm sitting here watching
Carl Perkins, Matchbox.
guess I'll never be happy. Everything I do is wrong. Till your big dog come. Let me be your little dog. Till your big dog come. When the big dog gets here, show him what this little puppy done. Well, I say to everyone, man, come on, hold my clothes.
Child, let the rain fall down. golden line. If by chance I should hold her, let me hold her for all time. And if I allowed just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. Freedom, all that she'd know, love, love. When you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always paying for a debt she never owed, and the silence still blows. But only she can hear. So she go, go. Let her cry, oh, she's a lady. There's you, oh, she is my child. Let the rain fall down upon her. She's a dream. Gentle flower, growing wild. She is my flower, growing wild, yeah. Oh, she my flower, she grew wild, yeah. Sit down, baby. Let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know you have it hard sometimes. But when you feel like you need me, or you can call me, you see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much, oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. Flower, you're my flower, flower, it's you, baby, it's you.
Man, Mike.
It's you, baby,
Wild Will.
It's you, baby, it's you.
Coast to coast. Folks, in case you don't know, in case you missed it, that was New Birth, Wildflower. Wow.
Who is the group that did that back in the 70s that was real popular, that particular song? Do you remember?
New Birth. The new.
Well, but no, there was a rock group that did it also.
I have no idea. You will have to do the research on that, Mike.
I'll look it up.
This is the only one that I know. But that was a great song. Speaking of which, I have something that's coming up. You, sent me a private message. And there was a song. I could have danced all night. And I hope this is the right rendition of it. Correct me if I'm wrong, coming up with Mad. Man, oh man.
There's a whole story that goes behind this, and I only sent you one song, but there's a whole bunch of songs that are all tied together.
I just hope that I picked the right one. I just hope that. I'm having so much fun, man. I hope that our audience is having as much fun as I am, and I know that you are, because we do this thing each and every Thursday, and you and I talk off and off air. Like, we tease each other, and we say, man, I haven't heard from you in a while. And that while is most times one day. And it's funny. That's funny. We have so many great songs, folks. Great music, conversation, laughter. So when I post this thing, I say, join us for a journey of music, laughter, and fun. Or fun, music, laughter, whatever order you want to put that in. But Mike.
And widening your horizons on music.
Right. Absolutely. So folks, kick back. So Mike, I want to have you, do you want to tell the story before I play the song? Set the tape.
No, go ahead and play it and I'll tell it afterwards.
Okay. All right. Okay. He wants to set
this is from, what was it? My Fair Lady?
My Fair Lady.
This is, from the movie My Fair Lady. And in the movie, Audrey Hepburn sings this song, I Could Have Danced All Night. And then I've got a whole story that goes with this. It includes you, William.
I hope this is the right one. Let's...
Is that it? My head's too light.
Okay.
Try to set it
be
down.
Right back. Mad Mike Wild World, coast to coast.
Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting.
I'll never know what made it so.
Stop the presses right now. Hey, Mike. Mad Mike. Oh, my goodness. Let's do this right now. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Before you do that, a lot of your R&B stations, they wouldn't have played that. Because there's a risk. They said, well, I want to make sure that I don't want to lose our audience or whatever it is. Folks, this is a different type of station. Different type of broadcast. We, and Mike, like you said earlier, we want to broaden your horizons because all of that, that was great music. Now, it may not be the genre that you love and you listen to every day, but the whole idea to expand and hopefully you guys can appreciate the music that we play because we're coming from a different perspective. And Mike, I'm going to drop it right there, bro. Talk to us right now, please.
Exactly. So what I'm going to talk about now is they're all interconnected. And I'll finish it up here. But in the movie My Fair Lady, Audrey Hepburn sang that song.
Uh-huh.
And she sang, Wouldn't It Be Loverly? Loverly was the other one. Not lovely, but loverly.
Julie Andrews. Now, Julie Andrews was involved in that.
In My Fair Lady? No, she was Sound of Music.
Okay, well, okay, Julie, okay, all right.
I don't think she was in My Fair Lady. She might have been.
Yes, she was. So, we'll talk about it later. Please continue.
Okay. So, and again, I'm doing this to honor all, this is Women's History Month, honoring all the women. So these actresses and these songs are all in order to highlight these ladies. So, moving on from My Fair Lady, let's go to The King and I with Deborah Carr. And in the movie, she sang Getting to Know You. She also sang Shall We Dance? Moving on to West. Now, all this is interconnected. West Side Story. Natalie Wood sang I Feel Pretty. And she sang Tonight. And in the same West Side Story, Rita Moreno sang Somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
So far?
Now,
moving on to Sound and Music.
I'm clapping.
There was an actress in Sound and Music that played Sister Sophia. And she sang the song Maria.
Ooh. Ooh.
Moving on, one more. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Marilyn Monroe. She sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Moving on to Gypsy. Again, these are all interconnected. Moving on to Gypsy with Natalie Woods. Her songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia Loren in Boy on a Dolphin. The vocalizing that was an underwater scene. The song, the music. Cheaper by the Dozen with Jeannie Crane. All the songs that were sang by Jeannie Crane in the movie. And William A. Brown.
What?
Is connected to all this as well.
Okay. Explain.
Want to take a shot at it, William?
Please. I need to hear this.
Okay, I'm going to bring this all together for you. Here we go. Have you ever heard of a lady named Marnie Nixon?
Of course.
All those songs that I just mentioned. And Marnie Nixon was actually the Sister Sophia in Sound of Music.
Oh boy.
She was what they referred to as a ghost singer.
Yeah.
So she did all the vocals on these, or sometimes she did part of the song, like for Marilyn Monroe, she sang the high notes. And same thing with Natalie Wood, she did the high notes for some of those movies and such. Now.
Wow.
I'm getting to William Brown here in just a minute. So she was born in Altadena, California, which is maybe 40 minutes from where William and I, well, where William used to live. She was born in February of 1930. She died July of 2016 at the age of 86. And she was the ghost singer for all of those songs I just mentioned. And here we go, William. Are you ready?
Look.
She hosted a kids show.
No.
In the late 70s and early 80s.
Oh, no.
Guess what the show was called?
No way. No way.
Boomerang.
No way.
Boomerang.
No way, Mike.
Boomerang.
Are you serious right now?
I am dead serious. In 2011, she received the George Peabody Award for outstanding contributions to American music.
Oh.
She sang on more than 50 soundtracks.
Oh, my God.
She did this kid show in the 70s and 80s called Boomerang. At 10 years old, she won the first prize at the Pomona Fairgrounds, which, again, is about 30, 40 minutes from where
this
I live.
This is incredible.
Pomona Fairgrounds, and she was heard over nationwide radio network at that time when she was 10 and had just an incredible career being the voice of all those wonderful actresses.
Wow. I am absolutely blown away. I am blown away. And folks,
and she was in the contract, she had to sign a non-disclosure. She couldn't tell anyone that she was actually the voice.
You know what?
The studios wanted everyone to believe it was actually both actresses doing the song.
Folks, I'm sorry. I've got my mouth wide open. In case you guys are on the website, or you listen to one of our apps or Alexa, right? If you're on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook, I mean, I'm blown away by all of this information, because Mike is he's often a guest on. And it's even more than that. I don't want to say he's a guest, because he's a major, major contributor on our Boomerang radio show. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to miss this coming Sunday. I don't know what the date is. Mike, I don't have a calendar in front of me. But this coming Sunday, Sunday, okay, at 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East, and we're going to talk about artificial intelligence. But, Mike, I'm going to add something else in there also. And it has elements of refuse to be a victim, okay, cyber intelligence, cyber influence, stalking, folks.
Invasion of privacy.
Dude. Mike, we got a lot to talk about. And the problem is it's only a 2-hour show. And I say only 2 hours is a long time in a lot of our lives, right? But what I'm saying is the importance and the relevance of the information that we disseminate on this show, it goes by quickly. And these are things that we really need to pay attention to. Wow. Wow, wow. Hey, Mike, I had no idea. The Boomerang, I created 8, going on 9 years now, because I wanted to put together a show that says whatever you throw out there is going to come back some shape, form, or fashion. If it's good or bad, it's going to come back to you, bro.
Reap
what
you sow.
Man, Mike, you already know. It's almost like one of us were adopted. Be right back. You're my brother. Love you, man. Look, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Pink. put you in my arms, baby,
and hold you tight.
Would you let me rock your body
for the rest of the night?
Reenact your favorite fantasy,
like in my dreams.
I can take you to a place that you've never seen, Candyland.
She want the boom.